From Teacher to Farmer, the story of Sitarah Farm. I am 65 years old with a bachelor's degree from the Khonsi Thammarat Teachers College. After graduation, I started teaching junior high school students at Bitu Witiya School in Bitu District, Chumphon. I worked there for 3 years and was transferred to the Provincial Education Office. My last job was teaching at the biggest and best-known school in Chumphon, named Siyapai. I was very proud of this because it was the school from which I graduated. I was selected by the American Field Service Thailand to take part in an AFS Visiting Teachers Program at Southwest Secondary School, Minneapolis, Minnesota, from December 1983 to July 1984. There, I took more than 20 hours of computer courses provided by the Minneapolis Public School System, an invaluable experience which led me to set up a computer system at my Thai school in 1989. I spent almost 20 years teaching basic computer and planning for the school's hardware and software. I also helped bring internet access to the school, which grew from a dial-up connection for very few classes to a broadband connection for all classes. Before I retired from my job, my father provided me with 2 plots of land and recommended that I grow oil palm. That was the origin of Sitarah Farm. Sitarah Farm is located in village number 8, Thambun Thakam, Thasad District, about 15 kilometers from the city of Chumphon. The property of 12 rai, or about 4.7 acres, passed to my ownership when my father died in 2011. The main crop is oil palm. There are 2 plots of oil palms. The first is called Nai Na Oil Palm Farm, because it was originally an old paddy field, and the second one is named Sapan Hope Oil Palm Farm, because it is situated next to the 6th ridge of the Petkasem Highway. My aim is to earn some extra money to supplement my pension for food, clothing, and other necessities, and simply to work for pleasure. I began as a novice grower with 300 palm trees in 2005. Oil palm is an excellent crop to grow and easy to care for. We need to fertilize only 3 times a year, prune the fronds twice a year, and weed every 3 months. The fertilizer must contain nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, magnesium, and boron. Palm seedlings will bear fruit after 2 years if they're properly cared for. If you carry out good maintenance and fertilize properly, you can harvest palm fruit twice a month. You don't need to worry about the heat or rain during your harvest as you would with a rubber plantation. Transport is also convenient because trucks or pickups from the milling company or contractors come to load your fresh fruit bunches and loose fruit from your plots if you have good paths to get in and out. My slogan is harvesting palm fruit in the morning and transferring school fees to my son in the afternoon. Actually, it's not quite that easy, especially in the first year where expenses are high for land preparation and seedlings. Sleep, too, is difficult to get at that time because young plants are attacked by mice and insects, and sometimes we even need to replant them. For experienced planters, however, who are skilled in digging, weeding, fertilizing, and harvesting, palm farming can be quite profitable, especially if they own their own trucks. Even though I'm mostly an amateur planter, business skills are essential. I, for example, need to spend about 10,000 baht to buy 10 bags of good chemical nutrients for my 300 palms every 4 months, or 30,000 baht per year. Frond pruning, 10 baht for each tree twice a year, costs about 6,000 baht. Weeding is another 2,000 baht per time, or 6,000 baht a year. Harvesting does not cost too much because there are standard prices of cutting. We pay workers 500 baht per ton and include lunch, not always the case with other farmers. The big problem for oil palm growers is that the oil palm price fluctuates. If the palm price is 5 baht a kilo, I can make 240,000 baht from my 48 tons, with a profit of about 186,000 baht. From January 2012 to May 2012, the price averaged well above that, reaching 5.9 baht a kilo. But the third week of this month, the price dropped down to 4.5 baht. October 2011 was the worst I've seen it, when the price dropped down to 3.8 baht per kilo. I think if the average price is about 5 baht per kilo, small farm planters like myself are happy.